The scripture readings this morning come from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 9 through 10, and Galatians chapter 6, also verses 9 through 10. From Deuteronomy, "But take care and watch yourselves closely, so as neither to forget the things that your eyes have seen, nor to let them slip from your mind all your days of your life. Make them known to your children and to your children's children, how you once stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when the Lord said to me, 'Assemble the people for me, and I will let them hear my words, so that they may learn to fear me as long as they live on the earth, and may teach their children so.'" And from Galatians, "So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith." This is the word of the Lord.
Well, we all know that family life can be one of the most joyful experiences of our lives at times, but there are also times when it can be the source of greatest pain. It can be energizing and hopeful and warm and intimate, but it can also be exhausting and leave us longing for the time when we will be able to have a precious moment to ourselves again. I remember my daughter one time saying when Atticus was just an infant, how do you take a shower? What do you do with the baby? She really didn't know. I guess we don't know, do we? That's what we learn. Well, Galatians said it well. Let us not grow weary of doing good. Why do we grow weary doing the work of the Lord? Perhaps it's because that there are not enough observable results, because we're in a result-oriented society. You know, when you play golf and you make a good score, you save the golf card. And when you work many hours at a job, you're rewarded with a paycheck. May not as much as you need, but at least you get one. In many activities in the secular world, we measure our success in tangible ways. But you know, sometimes service to the Lord isn't always as easy to measure. We may labor for years, not knowing the results of our work. And we grow weary, thinking that because we can't see tangibly the results, it must mean there aren't any results. When you do a good job as a mom disciplining your children in the best way possible, mothers know this, fathers do too, they don't always appreciate it, at least at the moment. If you're lucky, they figure it out sometime in the course of both of your lifetimes, but not always. Mothers know this all too well. We change a lot of diapers, we wash a lot of clothes, we drive our children to a lot of activities, and the results of our work take long years to develop. So, children of mothers, no matter what age you are today, if your mother is still with us, let your mother see some observable results of her good work in helping you become who you are. And be sure to tell her you realize what she has given you. It is the right thing to do to call your mother on Mother's Day. Do not grow weary in doing what is right. You know, there was a man who called his mother in Florida, and he said, "How are you doing?" And she said, "Not so good. I've been very weak." And the son asked, "Why are you weak?" And she said, "Because I haven't eaten in 38 days. And the son was aghast, and he said, "Why haven't you eaten in 38 days? And she replied, "I didn't want my mouth to be filled when you called." Okay, no more bad jokes. Mothers need to know these things that you need to say to her if you're able to do that. It's only one of the reasons we grow weary in doing what is good. When you think others aren't doing their part, it can really cause us to become weary and discouraged. You know, in congregational life and in institutional life of any sort, education or wherever we are, 80% of the work, you know this rule, 80-20? 80% of the work is done by 20% of the people, and 20% of the work is done by 80% of the people. It can get discouraging when it feels like there are too few folks doing the many things it takes to be a community. Well, families experience this as well. Mothers sometimes feel like they're the only ones who ever do any real work around the house. I read about a teacher who gave her class of second graders a lesson on the magnet and what it does. And the next day in a written test, she included the question, "My full name has 6 letters. The first one is M. I pick up things. What am I?" Well, when the test papers turned in, the teacher was astonished to find that over 50% of the students answered the question with the word, you know what it is, mother. Not magnet, mother. Well, we grow weary sometimes, especially when we face criticism. No matter what the worker in the Lord's vineyard does, there's always someone who has a better idea or who thinks it should be done another way. And as mothers, we're sometimes guilty of being the ones who criticize. There were 2 mothers with small children going through a grocery store, and the first mom saw her son pick up a jar of mayonnaise, and she started yelling at him, "Put that jar down, you're going to drop it, you're always dropping things." And sure enough, just then, the jar dropped, broke all over, mayonnaise everywhere, terrible crash. There were angry words, there was a spanking, and the wail of the child was happening as the mother cried out, "Look what you've done, can't you do anything right?" Second mother in the store had a similar problem. Her 4-year-old picked up a bottle of ketchup, and she firmly but decisively took the bottle out of his hand, handed him a loaf of bread, and said, "Here, carry this for me, I really need your help." Then she turned to the clerk and said, "He likes to help. He helps me pick up things at home. He's really a wonderful helper." Our God is like that second mother. God knows we make mistakes. God knows we drop things, we crash things, we make things impossible sometimes, and yet it's a miracle. It's amazing that God asks us and trusts us to help share the work of building the kingdom of the Lord. That's a good lesson. You know, God is like a father, but in this way, God is like a good mother as well. God it is who takes a hand whenever God can find it and does what he wants with it. Sometimes God is taking a pastor's hand and laying it on a child's head in benediction. Sometimes God is taking the hand of a doctor to relieve pain, or the hand of a mother to guide a child. But they're all hands touched by the Spirit, and God's Spirit everywhere is looking for hands to use. So remember these things in these days when, as mothers, you know mothers who are at home, maybe even had to leave their jobs to care for their children during this time of pandemic. Maybe you can remind them, remind yourself, let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all. Will you pray with me? For gracious God, it is that day when so many emotions flood into our minds and hearts. We give these all to you, knowing that at times the tasks of family seem almost overwhelming, and yet at times we are filled with gratitude and joy at what is made possible by being a part of a family. So bless us, Lord, as we go about our day, as we reach out to family and friends, as we let them know that we are with them, that we love them, and that we know we are loved by them and by you. For that we are grateful. In Jesus' name, amen.